Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Living in
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry,
it's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
As I continue to kind of digest this year, it's been just remarkable. It's been a very enterprising 12 months, and I don't think I could have made it this way without the support of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys have been able to help keep us steering in the right direction, to help with the focus on what this broadcast is all about. And so as we begin to wind things down, we are excited. And we look forward to what's next. I'm Carrie Hines, and I so appreciate you. The incredible Maggie Anderson talks about the economic difference in spending money in the Black community. Stay tuned.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Try your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. Okay. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us for the very first time today. Her name is Rochelle Chappelle. And yes, she's with the Healthy Hair Bar. I am so excited to welcome her to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. again for the first time. Good morning, Rochelle. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, yes, Mr. Carey.
Aw, first of all, I'm loving your name. It doesn't get any better than Rochelle Chappelle. It is. It,
I know.
It's
that's why.
It's name.
It can be.
It can.
It's
okay,
the business for
it.
Hair.
It's wonderful. It's a unique name. Well, speaking of hair, we've got to jump on in. When I first heard about the Healthy Hair Bar, and I said, hold it, what? Where did you get this? I love it. So you've got to tell everybody again, just, you know, tell everybody what the Healthy Hair Bar is about.
So I actually would like to share first, and when I first started with the name Healthy Hair Bar, I actually trademarked it 10 years ago. So I knew that this evolution was coming. I've been preaching about it to people for several decades, and first they wasn't trying to hear me. So I created this place that a woman or man and children can go to without the stress of the chemicals, and I call it abusive hair services we have been exposed to for generations. And I wanted to create a place where people can come and not be abused or exposed to toxic chemicals.
Yes, and that is important. And then, you know, to be quite honest, I've come across very few companies out there, the big companies who share that belief system. And so, we've got a lot to talk about on that because, you know, I've had a chance. Like I said, I've only, to be really honest, one real big one that was real adamant about this for years. And so I love hearing you carrying this into, especially with the generation that we have out there now. So, when I went to healthyhairbar.com, what I saw there, I just loved it because you have a variety. And when I say a variety, you really put the M in multicultural. You've got everybody represented. You've got all kinds of amazing things there. So why was this, and I appreciate that, on especially the toxic chemicals and all of that. But why was it so important to have everybody represented and then to offer so much in the way of hair and beauty and all that?
For me, my philosophy is hair is hair because everyone has a different palette of hair. And now where we're heading, we are creating new hair types now. Now you have a mom who is half Vietnamese and black, then she marries a black man that is half Mexican. You know, so now we are really creating more DNA hair that has been, for me, more resistant, more challenging, because now they're creating new curl patterns, new densities, and a lot of these products I would say techniques is not living up to new hair that is being that is emerging in our society. I was really raised in a multicultural atmosphere, so I've always looked at, like I said, hair is hair. As long as you have the tools and the materials to provide for that particular hair type, you should be able to go across the board. So I was just trained and raised in this industry, and we did not turn anyone's hair down because we didn't look at a color or a nationality or a texture. We just looked at it as hair.
Exactly. So I love that because it almost reminds me of the way things that we see now just out in the regular world. Where everything is politicized. It might be, you know, just opening up a can of, you know, soup and, you know, and that's now political and you got to be this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me about the hair. That's what it really does. And you mentioned about, when you were growing up and where you were from. So where are you from? I know you're out in the West Coast, so you got to tell everybody all that. We love living, you know, vicariously through all of our, you know, our the folks who are on the show where they're based out of and all of that. So where are you based? Where did you grow up and all that wonderful good
stuff? Well, I'll tell you where my DNA started at. It started with Jesus. That's where it started from. Then Jesus created my mom and daddy.
Oh,
I mean, the Lord, not Jesus. Created my mom and daddy from Texas and Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
So I have roots from the South.
Hold on. You said Mississippi?
And yes.
What
so my roots is from the South. Oh, my dad was from Greenville.
Okay, Greenville. Okay, because my co-host on our show, Nicole Marie, she's from Water Valley, Mississippi. Now, I don't know anything about Mississippi. Let me just raise my hand
and
now.
Neither do I.
Okay, so we're gonna park it there because I really don't know too much.
We're going to park
about it
there. It.
Okay.
Mom's from Texas.
Okay.
So they migrated to California and created me and my sister, who is also in the hair business. But so we are originally from South Central Los Angeles, and but we were raised with respect. We actually were raised in private school settings, so my parents wanted to give us a better start at life because in the South, you know, of course, they had all kind of challenges, and California was the place to be in the early 50s and 60s to raise, to, you know, to be your own.
Yes, yes. I love it.
And then we migrated to South Central. I mean, we migrated from South Central to the Inland Empire, Ontario. My mom was the first black woman to open up a hair salon in that area because at the time in the 90s and the 80s and 70s, black culture was populating in Inglewood and Los Angeles. More of the other cultures, white, were going further out away from Los Angeles. Now they're coming back, but at the time they were moving out
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Rochelle. You are absolutely right. That I'm totally raising both hands now because I was there during that time, and I used to also fly into Ontario Airport. I remember real well. You're on point. And I remember it was outside, so that's
outdoors.
That I recall way
you
back.
You have to walk on the tarmac to get in inside of your airplane. Yes.
Yeah.
So those were the good old days.
Yeah. So this is
I've been around multicultural my whole life.
Yes,
so for me to just stick to one culture, that's never been me.
It's never I'm loving it. And these days that must serve you well because it's a big melting pot. Everything is really, really kind of melting and turning into
Carrie
a big
melting
pot. Wow. Okay, I love that. Okay. All right. I'm hearing you.
Melting ever since Master start creating babies.
Okay. Rochelle's going to get us in trouble this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Well, listen, first of all, I love it. I love that you are so forthright. I love that you're outspoken. You're at home here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I want to talk, we haven't really talked about the services. You do everything. I know you have some, organic coloring. I think I saw that. You have all
That's
kinds
important.
Of natural hair too, as well. You do
I have a beauty supply section.
Yes, a beauty supply. I saw that. I love everything about that. But, and I don't usually see that. We have lots of stylists who come on the show, but I don't always see that. So, what do you say about that?
I'll give you a little bit more rundown of my specialties in the business. I consider myself to be more of a specialist. I am a one-man show at this moment, but at one time I had a full staff of hairstylists that I trained to use my techniques and my special hair scalp treatments. And I always tell people, I don't need to go there. My hair is fine. No, you do need to come because my direction is anti-aging hair care. So we need to preserve what you have now because as you age, and aging is approaching all of us, it is going to take a turn if you have not practiced proper nutrition hair care services. And not even just coming to the salon, but also doing your part. And what I took into account for my store is teaching women how to use products that they purchase. Because that's the downfall. When they leave the salon, they're all pumped up, they're feeling beautiful, but now I may not see her for the next several weeks or months.
Right.
But you need to also take care of what we started.
Exactly.
And a lot of women appreciate my hands-on techniques to show them how to shampoo their hair. Most women do not know how to shampoo their hair. You know, they think one or two shampoos are fine. No, it's not. You need to also do some cocktails. Mix a little bit of something, you know, you like with a little bit or something that has some nutrition if you don't have it. You know, so it's just like, so these are things I created in my store to help with the aging processing that women have been going through. And then also, too, repairing the severe damage that people have done to their scalp and hair through all these generations. And, you know, the behaviors haven't stopped yet. So I'm hoping to stop a lot of bad behaviors that were not never really beneficial to us in the first place.
Right.
So a lot of that I have to reverse. So my treatments help restore scalp skin. I have a lot of women that have been wearing hair pieces for many, 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 many years where their scalp has become very tender from the different materials that's been on their skin that they haven't protected or nourished. So I help rebound hair from the abuse that it had once received.
So you must have. I'm about to say 90% of what you're going to be doing is through consultation and education and information, if you will, pretty much.
I do consultations first.
Yeah.
And I also use my microscope. I have a scalp analysis microscope, and I show women how damaged their scalp is. Like, let me show you underneath this follicle, you know, what is really going on. And they'll see, like, stuff oozing. They see a lot of sores. But they're so microscopic because of the skin cells, you know, people don't realize how particular things can be, you know.
And
they're
some
only
are in denial. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. Some clients,
yeah,
I think some
they
folks
are.
Yeah, and they'll just grab a covering and, you know, like they're grabbing a hat.
That is easy.
The thing. Yeah, and...
It's easy to always cover up.
It is. But we need, this is why we need folks like Rochelle Chappelle.
Yeah.
This is why we
need
you.
And I'm here for the people.
Okay. And the Healthy Hair Bar is here for the people. And I love that.
Yes, the Healthy Hair Bar is here for the people.
Yes. You know, like I said, you are really going in and literally on what you're doing and your site. And I want to invite all of the fans of this broadcast today to go to your site because it is different. I'm going to say that. I love it. It just looks, no, it has a different feel. It's very vibrant. It's just different. And it stayed with me. I shared your logo, for God's sakes. I literally had to go, I said, oh, she didn't send me this logo. I'm going to go find it. And I put it out there. I hope that was okay. Loved it.
No, I love it.
It's on my, if you look at my Facebook yesterday, this is what you'll find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we took care of folks here.
Awesome.
It's on
I appreciate that.
Of course. And it is beautiful. So, and we just don't say stuff here on the show. We have to mean it. So, I'm loving all of this. Now, what are some of the other things that you want to do? Are you looking to branch out? I know you are great at, you know, all of this wonderful hair care and everything hair care, by the way. You cover it all, literally.
I do. I cover it all with the hair pieces. That's another portion of my business. I cover it with the children. I want to make sure children have the opportunity to have great, beautiful, long hair. Every child can have long hair, but what I'm finding with parents, they are not doing proper hair care services that their child deserves and needs, especially like haircuts, trims. Parents are so scared of cutting their children's hair, especially black or multiracial children. I'm finding that being like such a disservice to children when their hair is supposed to be growing and their curl patterns are not developing properly, and especially like biracial parents are fighting against what our hair naturally needs and needs to be done. And that's to go see a professional, number one. Yeah. That's to get monthly trims. People are holding on to the, I call it puppy hair, the baby hair. And the baby hair has to get cut off. If you don't cut the baby hair, you're stunting the growth of the new hair that needs, the mature hair that needs to start emerging. You know, hair goes in a cycle as you age and mature, just like the body. So when you are, you know, a lot of cultures will cut their children's hair. Like the Indians, they cut their children's hair when they're born. And guess what? Their hair is beautiful when it emerges.
Wow.
Because that baby hair is nothing. Oh, but it has blonde tips. I want to hold on to the blonde tips.
Yeah, I was going to say, our culture,
it's so characteristic.
We are very reluctant to do that. So I appreciate what you have to say, but it's a hard fight.
But this is a part of why I see a lot of children's hair not having its full potential. And I have pleaded with black parents and especially like I'll have a Hispanic mom and a black dad. The black dad's telling me, oh, please don't cut my daughter's hair. I understand you. Your daughter has a nice palette of hair that, that's good. Mm-hmm. However, her hair is still black. I don't care if she's been mixed with any other type of nationality. We got to treat this with dedication, professionalism, like we used to go back in the day. I come from a generation where we went to the hair salon at 6 o'clock in the morning, lined up.
Yeah,
those practices are dead and gone, and I'm so, I don't understand. Parents are not putting their money into the grooming of a child.
Yeah,
my passion went towards the kids to teach them. Let me catch them early, so they won't go down the tubes with like how auntie wear a wig now because her crown is all thin and gone. I don't want I don't want to keep passing on that bad behavior.
Right.
So I
want to
catch new generation.
Exactly. And you're doing that. And recognizing that it needs to be done, and the children just being able to educate and inform, and you're really doing that with everybody. These are tough conversations to have. These are not all very easy conversations. And I'm listening to you as you're saying them because, we've been around the block a bit on this. And, so I appreciate the conversation this morning. Listen, again, if you have just tuned in, if you're just joining us today, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest is Rochelle Chappelle. Now, she is the proprietor of HealthyHairBar.com. I'm going to say that's your site, but you're also doing a whole lot in the way of hair care. You really, again, I don't know any part of the spectrum that you're not, like you said, hands-on with. And you guys will see that reflected in her site. You can hear it in what she's been chatting about with us this morning. And I'm just very, you know, very proud. I think the question I was trying to get at earlier with you, is there anything else that you want to do that you kind of maybe you're not haven't had a chance to do yet in the way of hair or beauty or anything related like that?
Yes, I'm ready to open up my franchises. So, you know, most people in this business, you know, especially like hair artists, I am a hair artist, but I'm also too a businesswoman. I wear another hat. A lot of people in this business, they always think they can wear both hats. Personally, I would not do that again because the business needs to be, you know, a biz. So being stretched two different ways. But I created this brand for other hearted entrepreneur hairstylists that they can. I created this foundation where they can just walk into it. Treatments are effective. They work. There you go. Nothing needs to be recreated. It's already done for you. So I'm making it easy for hairstylists to be in the business of, you know, pushing this whole wave of proper hair care services, being treated properly, not being exposed to toxic chemistry anymore. So, you know, I'm really looking to elevate this to, you know, national because like I said, hair is everywhere.
Exactly.
And hair is hair.
It is. And that really starts today, Rochelle, because you know, this is everywhere. We are literally all over America, and we're outside of America. We have listeners from Australia and, as you know, Africa, all over the continent of Africa. As you know, we have a lot of fans over in Ghana and Nigeria and Egypt and down in South Africa.
Fabulous. All my places I love.
And they're literally fans. We can shout them out. They pay attention to our show.
Right.
They've been on our show. So we love that. In addition, of course, from coast to coast. So here in America.
Exactly.
So we're real happy.
Gotta
and let me shout out. We also have Hair Radio Canada who just joined us, shouting out Samantha up in Nova Scotia and all of them. So we've got a lot of folks who are paying attention to what's happening at Hair Radio. And I just want to remind the folks out there, please, if you have not done so, Rochelle, I don't know if you've got a chance to do, but we want you to go to our hairradio.com website at hairadio.com. Sign up to become a member because you can connect with Rochelle right there, too. So right there through the Hair Radio Hour online community, again, is at hairadio.com, and it's free, free membership. And so there are fans right there. So if you're looking for customers and clients and people and all of that stuff, they're right there. So you ain't got to go far.
Well, I'm right here for you.
I'm loving this. I really am. And I'm just so excited for you. And I just love your voice. You know that, Rochelle. I just gushed all over before we got on the air. So this is really, really nice. Now, how else can folks connect with you? Please feel free in case I've missed anything.
Well, for all our Instagrammers, you can find me at Healthy Hair Bar at Instagram. Really simple. You'll see postings of befores and afters of our clients. Now, I don't post everything, so, you know, people are not satisfied when they see 100 pictures. They say, oh, you have more? You know what? If these few hasn't convinced you by now, just from the, you know, I can't help you. This is not the place for you. So, but, yeah, so I try to keep as current as possible, but, you know, I do also have another division, and I work with cancer patients. So I do chemo haircuts, and I also have a wig division. Yes. So I have a lot of chemo scalp disorder type clients that do come in and I work with. So we didn't touch on this subject, but I work with a lot of scalp disorders.
When you come back, I want to definitely get into that too. But, yeah, go right ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you because this is an important topic.
Yes, it is, and it's hidden.
It's a hidden issue that I'm here to address. It is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. A lot of women are embarrassed because a lot of their bad behaviors or abusive behaviors to cosmetic hair services has gotten them in this situation. But I tell them, don't give up. I don't give up on you. Don't give up. But you have to get yourself out of the situation because it can cause long-term damage. A lot of burns and chemicals from chemistry that people have used, those have to be healed. And a lot of people start turning into infection. I've worked with a client that had infection in her scalp, and she didn't understand why her scalp was itching and burning and pussing. She kept feeling something wet leaking out of her scalp. It was infected. So I specialize in those needs that a lot of women, a lot of hairstylists will not address.
I'm the nurse.
I get down and dirty. If I see blood and pus, I got all kind of natural remedies that's going to heal and replenish the scalp back to health.
Well, I love that you have it where you can focus, you know, and offer that privacy that they might need as well at your
yes.
location. So that's really, really
yes,
important.
Yes, it's very private. It's just me and you because it is a very, very, very secret to a lot of women.
Yes, yes. And I have to tell you, I'm just blown
away.
No
more secrets.
No more secrets. We're going to be done with that. But I'm loving this. Okay, so healthyhairbar.com. And you're doing so much out there. You really are. Now, when you do come back, we're going to break this down because, just to touch on what you had just said about the, hair abuse and all of that, I created TAF, which is our Traction Alopecia Foundation. And our Traction Alopecia Foundation, which is located at my site, as you know, at our carefree.com site, whenever you get a chance, go check it out. But what it does...
Okay, that's amazing, Harry. I really appreciate
This is why I need you...
are traumatized.
This is why we need you to continue to address these issues. And I'd like, to invite you back to come and speak on our behalf for TAF, for the Traction Alopecia Foundation, because it's all about education and information. And you, my dear, are a specialist. I've been enjoying this more. I literally have been kind of transfixed, on what you've been talking about. So great stuff. Now, I always end this by asking everybody, so do you have any folks you want to shout out to or any inspirational things you want to leave us with this morning from the Healthy Hair Bar?
Yes, I would like to give a big shout out to the Morrow family. We recently lost one of our best chemists in the industry.
Yeah.
Willie Morrow.
Yeah.
So he is our hero. He was advocating for a better hair life.
Yes.
He knows that the chemistry in our business has never done us well. So he was advocating to really change the industry for better hair care.
Yeah. I interviewed Dr. Willie Morrow back in the 90s. And Cheryl, I've known Cheryl for decades, literally. Cheryl Morrow, one of, Dr. Willie Morrow's kids, she's a hairstylist, a superstar now, right? Cheryl and I, we go back. We have worked together. She's always on our show. I just love the Morrows. I love them, I really do.
Gloria, fabulous.
Yeah, they're fabulous. I can't say enough. I really can't, and I really mean that from my heart. And so we're going to continue to keep his legacy alive. I think that's what this show does. It helps, keep these folks, really, their legacies alive, everybody's from, you know, Annie Malone and Madam C.J. Walker
yeah.
and Sarah Spencer Washington and Viola Davis.
You bring
know, so
up
many...
Annie Malone, and a lot of
yeah.
a lot of people do not know Annie Malone. And for me, I see that's happening in this time period where Annie Malone
mm-hmm.
had created Madam C.J. Walker.
Right,
she created
right.
her. Like mm-hmm. I have created a lot of the women that had went on after I trained them, my system,
exactly.
and they went on to do their own
yeah.
branches. But if it wasn't for me, they would not know anything about healthy hair and or hair loss or scalp disorders. So I'm glad that I've got a chance to also, you know, create more Madam C.J. Walkers.
Well, you know what? When you said that earlier, this is the God's honest truth. When she mentioned that, this is what Rochelle had mentioned, that you had trained the stylist and they were gone on, and you were saying you were a one-man band kind of thing going on. That's what went mm-hmm. through my head. I swear to you, that's exactly what went through my head, that you sent them out into the world learning your technique and how you do things and all this wonderful information that you've been imparting with us today. But, yeah, back to that, I love that there would not have been a Madam C.J. Walker had there not been an Annie Malone. Now, let me tell you guys, we've had everybody right here on the show. I've had everybody. I've represented everybody from Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Alilia. We've worked together. She's been on my show. She's been at my show. I've had... from the Annie Malone side, we've had the folks from the parade, you know. We've had, I've had everybody. I've met her relatives and chatted with everybody. Well, this is the Hair Radio Morning Show. This is where everybody comes. So I'm super excited. And not just those two, but what I'm working behind the scenes on is a tribute to all of these women. And there are a lot. There are a lot. There's a good hand. There was one right in my own neck of the woods here. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, but there was one in Newark, New Jersey. I hadn't even heard about. I was in shock. I said, really? And I mean, I'm right here, and I had not. There were a lot of these incredible women who did
yes.
so much. And we've got a lot of guys, too, who were very, very important, you know, to the industry. But to these women, mm-hmm. they needed to be credited because, you know, times are tough, and they didn't have the internet. You know, Madam
right.
Walker's internet were her two feet.
But they were word of mouth in the community. You know, these
yeah.
are,
oh, yeah.
these are, yeah. So the word of mouth didn't get a chance to spread like it should have. There's so
exactly.
many wonderful, talented hairstylists that have never had a glorified moment. And I believe now it's time for them
well,
to get their shine. Because they
well,
paved
listen,
the way
we're
for me.
Doing it. You know what? And you're doing this for others right now. So I just adore you. We adore you here, Rochelle. So Rochelle
yes,
Chappelle,
I'm excited.
My special guest. Yes. So this
I'm
is
here
just the beginning.
I'm so, here for you.
Oh, well, this. Listen, we're going to hold you to that on this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to remind everybody, go to healthyhairbar.com. Again, healthyhairbar.com. She's got a lot there to unpack.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair masks, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
All right, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is my great honor to bring to the line, I have to say, she is a celebrity astrologer. She's all over the internet and in so many different newspapers. It's my great honor to bring to the line, Magi Helena. Helena, good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Carrie, and good morning to your listeners. Hi.
Yes. Well, listen, I am just going to jump right on in because this is something that has been very important to me to bring to our fan base here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But first, I have to kind of break it down. What is astrology, but science-related astrology, if I'm saying that correctly? Please,
Carrie. Basically, astrology is the observance of the planets and asteroids and so on in the sky, and figuring out how, if at all, these points, these bright, shiny points in the sky, influence us here on Earth. That's kind of astrology in a nutshell. What's really interesting is that although some people think there's lots of kinds of astrology, in fact, there's really only two kinds. There's belief-based astrology, which all ancient forms of astrology are belief-based, and there's science-based astrology, which is based on statistical research. If you take, let's say, 10,000 couples, and you run their charts through a data program, you can start to see the similarities between relationships that are happy and relationships that blow up. So we start with a hypothesis, just like any science, like, hey, I wonder if that works. And then you do the research to figure out if it works consistently or not. If it works consistently, you've got something you can really use. If it doesn't, hey, back to the drawing board. Start with a new hypothesis and you know, start over. So the type of astrology I use is based on this scientific model. If it works consistently and reliably, then we use it. Otherwise, we don't. So what that means is we have accurate advice to give people. I'm not just making it up. It's not just some, you know, woo-woo belief. And I'm not against belief-based astrology. It just isn't accurate enough to give concrete, solid advice to people. And if I can't, you know, really be sure that I'm leading them correctly, I don't want to be leading them.
Well, I do want to ask you about that. Because it seems to me if, you know, the science, I just had not heard that correlation between, you know, the science being used to describe, I guess it's still a, you know, I've heard of the, I guess, is the belief-based astrology, so to speak, a lot more prevalent, I guess is what I'm driving at.
Yeah, it's probably about 99% of all astrology, because one person says it, somebody else says, "Oh, that sounds cool," and then they use it. There's no validity in the sense that it can't be proven. And so people have always regarded astrology as something to believe in or not, like it's some mystical thing. Now, I'm a mystic and I'm highly intuitive, but the principles I use are based on scientific research. And so that then can't just be dismissed as, oh, I don't believe in that, because science doesn't work like that. People who say, well, I don't believe in astrology, I say, do you believe in gravity?
Wow.
Because it doesn't matter whether you believe in gravity or not, it's still going to work. You know, drop that apple, it's going to fall.
It's going to, exactly. Wow. Well, I have to say, we are just blown away here. And I have to start with Magi, Helena. Magi, describe for us again what that title is. I understand it is a title. But tell us a little bit about it, because it's just fascinating on your website. But yes, please.
Oh, thank you. You know what? Magi is a title. I was awarded that title when I became certified as a level 4 Magi astrologer in 2002. And so Helena is my name. Magi is my title. And because I'm kind of an informal person, I'm not real attached to the title all the time. You don't have to use it. Just call me Helena.
Okay. Well, we love that. Magi, Helena. I love saying Magi. Okay, so that works for me. Now, I see a lot of this it's very different for me, and that's what really caught my eye when I'm just kind of peer, you know, looking through, scrolling or looking through the internet for different things and, you know, and coming up with folks to bring and introduce to our fans. I have to say I was really kind of surprised, and I think I saw something about on your website Now, I guess, Alina, the first thing I should, since I keep referencing your website, please share that with everybody. That's okay.
Well, it's magihelena.com. So magihelena.com.
Oh,
and I
awesome.
Do invite you to come visit me, and there's a nice little coupon you can grab and sign up for some freebies, too.
Let me tell you, folks, her website will blow your mind. I love it. It is, and this is true, it's very thorough, very clear, and it looks very helpful. And you start reading through some information, I think you'll be very happy and very pleased. So I want to ask you about, well, you're welcome. I want to ask you about the timing of what this means in terms of, you know, talking about astrology. So why is timing so important? Because I've never heard that associated with it before.
Well, you know, lots of people say timing is everything. I think a lot of people kind of intuitively understand, you know, hey, timing is important. And yet nobody ever takes it to the next step. Okay, well, if it's important, how do I use it? So what I've tried to do is take it to the next step. Here's how to use it. Because here's the thing about astrology. Simple astrology isn't accurate, and accurate astrology isn't simple. And if I wanted to teach someone enough to teach them to really use this relatively complex system to get their timing, I might have to work with them for 5 years. So that's not that doable for the average person to go study something for 5 years just to figure out the best day to go to a salon for the first time, you know.
Exactly.
So what I've tried to do is sort of fill in the blank and actually give people a tool that they can use based on this research-based system, tools that they can use to know, hey, when to go on a first date if you've got high hopes that this person could really be important to you, could really be the one. Timing can make the difference between meeting your soulmate or meeting a heartbreaker.
Uh-huh.
Timing makes a big difference in the day you get married. That chart of the marriage date will rule that marriage as long as those two people stay married. Same with starting a new business. Same with debuting a new radio show. Same with making an important appearance. So, and there's all kinds of different cycles. There's cycles that make you more beautiful and cycles that make you more ugly. So, unfortunately, when we're in ugly cycles, we tend to look in the mirror and, you know, sort of have a minor heart attack and then go,
I got to go
do something. So then you go do something under those same ugly stars that are influencing you to look your worst, and what you do comes out bad because you're under ugly stars. So no matter how bad you look under ugly stars, you want to wait for your beauty stars before you go to that salon for the first time or you go get that Botox or whatever it is you're thinking about.
Right.
Or even starting new products, which are so expensive now if you want quality. You know,
exactly.
If you start that expensive new whatever under ugly stars, it's not going to work for you. It's not going to make you more beautiful. You want to wait till you got the beauty stars and then start that expensive new product. So those are some of the ways that we leverage timing. And I offer these instant calendars now on my website. They aren't free, but you can get one almost free with the coupon, the first
awesome.
One. But you can get a calendar for love. You can get one for career and love. You can get one for health and beauty. So depending on what you're interested in, you can get a calendar that shows you all the ups and downs of when to do important things.
Wow. Well, I'm loving this. Let me just catch everybody up. First, folks, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I have a very special guest on with us today. It's her very, very first time ever being on our broadcast. And she's an amazing, very well-known, I'm going to say renowned astrologer who I'm just blown away with her conversation this morning.
Oh,
so I want to, again, welcome Magi Helena. And, you know, we'll call her Helena. I want to welcome her again to the broadcast. Just really great stuff that you're talking about. Now, one of the things that really strikes me when it comes to, you know, navigating, you were just kind of, you know, a little bit mentioning about timing and all of that, and I want to talk about, you know, relationships a little bit. How important does it play, or does it play a part? Can astrology play a part in, you know, creating or building personal relationships that, you know?
Absolutely, Carrie. Sure does. First of all, if you're in what's called Cinderella cycles, those are the cycles that can help you meet your soulmate. Those are incredibly important to know about, those Cinderella cycles and how many you're in, because you're going to use those cycles to choose the days. Like, let's say you met someone online and you're, you know, moving forward. Things feel good enough. You're moving forward, whether you're moving forward to want to meet them. Now, this doesn't relate to just a sexual hookup. If you're just hooking up, you don't need Cinderella cycles for that. If you want to hook up, but you hope maybe it can go somewhere.
That's a stepsister cycle.
You want your sexual cycles, because there are sexual cycles, and bad sex cycles. So those are super important to know, too, you know, before you plan your vacation or plan the first time you're actually going to get horizontal with somebody.
Wow. Well,
but
I think
love,
this is our very first time having this discussion, but I'm loving it. Yes,
I'm not real shy at this point after all these years talking to people about what's real.
I'm loving
it. Thank you. I'm going to go back
please.
To Cinderella, which is about meeting your soulmate. That's the first step, if you will, of building a relationship and utilizing the stars. You know, what was the word you used? Leverage them. I don't know what the word was, but that's essentially what you're doing. This is a system that can help you if you use it. So, hey, I don't know that many people that don't want more help in life. We all need it. I mean, life is rough, you know? So heartbreak cycles, that's another kind of cycle a person can be in, are horrible. And people you meet under heartbreak cycles have a much higher probability of breaking your heart, and nobody wants that.
Wow.
So we want to know when we're in Cinderella and when we're not in heartbreak to meet those wonderful new people we're hoping to meet in person that we know online. That's the first step. Also then, people have each of us has a birth chart, you know, the chart of the moment that we were born. And your birth chart and somebody else's birth chart are going to interact together in predictable ways if you understand the system. And I spent years, because the whole reason my calendars and my love compatibility reports were even born is people kept saying, Helena, I need your help, but I can't afford you every time, or I don't want to wait, you know, weeks to talk to you. I need to know right now, you know, I need something affordable. So that's kind of how I ended up developing these instant products. And with the relationship reports, I took a data pool of couples that I knew personally or professionally, and I knew the backstory, and I knew the outcome. And I started digging around for, what algorithms, what equations can explain this relationship? And I spent years on it, but I eventually got there. So my reports can either give you a real cheap, inexpensive, quick, like, brief look at somebody you're just thinking about meeting maybe. How's that likely to be? Will you be attracted to each other? Could they break your heart? Are you likely to form an attachment with each other? Then I have a more complicated report that gives you all the potentials. You know, are you likely to piss each other off in this way, or are you likely to piss each other off in that way? How compatible are you likely to be, et cetera? So those things are pretty amazing. And I do offer, by the way, everybody, a 100% money-back guarantee on all my stuff, the calendars and the love reports.
Helena, that's what I was going to ask you about. How can folks get their hands on these reports? I'm raising my hand right now as well.
Yeah, go to my website, magihelena.com. Hit that coupon that'll pop up and aggravate you in the first few seconds, but it'll give you $9. And a love calendar, for example, a one-month love calendar is $9.99, so you can get that for 99 cents. Plus, I run freebies, and I'm running a double freebie about probably about January 11th. I haven't finalized the date, but it'll probably be that day. So if you want a double freebie, be on my mailing list, sign up. There's a sign-up page for freebies, and get on there, and you can try some cool stuff for free. I usually run them every couple of months, and then all kinds of sales and specials and other stuff too.
Well, we are loving this. Now, that's www.magihelena.com.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Absolutely. Well, I think this is quite interesting to me, and I love that you have these amazing reports, and you break it down for everybody. So there you definitely can find what you're looking for on that website. And so really nice. Yes, well, I wanted to ask you my big question here.
Yeah.
What about, do folks always, first of all, are you like one of those, where the doctors or the lawyers, you always get hit up for questions about for information, just like free advice, so to speak.
Of course. You know, every professional does. And, I understand
absolutely.
People's desire. And I also understand I spent way too many years struggling for money to not understand that some people need stuff inexpensive or free, because that's how it goes sometimes.
True. This is true. Well, you are just a delight. You really are. So listen, I am glad that we have, been able to make this awesome connection, and we want to certainly have you back here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, we'll talk and we'll get some things going. I think the fans, just going to love you this morning, and they're just going to appreciate all of the wonderful things that you bring. So listen, any closing thoughts? You're the person that we have to ask for anything you want to share in terms of looking forward or looking ahead. Any closing thoughts this morning?
Just pick your days carefully. We are in, obviously the world is in a bit of chaos right now. And just a tad. And one of the reasons for that is because Chiron, which is a small dwarf planet that a lot of people have never even heard of, but is actually one of the most important ones out there, affects so many parts of life. And Saturn, which is an old grump when he's in a really, really good mood.
Yeah.
It goes downhill from there. Those two are fairly slow-moving, and they're close enough to the same degree range that they and other Saturn midpoints are doing a lot of colliding in the sky right now. And anytime a Saturn or Saturn midpoint collides with Chiron, it's a heartbreak. It's a heartbreak in the sky. We have tons of heartbreaks in the sky. They started around 2020. That was such a good year. And they're continuing, unfortunately. So we have to be much more careful when we do our biggest and most important things, or even our little stuff like, go to a salon for the first time, or go to a cosmetic dentist, whatever we're doing, meeting a new person, starting a new job. We have to be more careful about our date selections, because there's just more bad vibe in the sky right now. It just is what it is. It's not good. We don't like it. Nobody likes it. But, you don't get ahead in life by not facing facts.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you, we're facing reality with this, and thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
You've made things a lot clearer, and like I said, we've got to get you back here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, especially as we move along. So thank you so much, Magi Helena, as our special guest today. Again, a wonderful, wonderful astrologer, and so much more. You do quite a bit out there, and you provide a lot of wonderful guidance for folks, and so we so appreciate it. And again, your website is magihelena.com, so we'll definitely send everybody there. Thanks so much for being with us on the show, Helena.
Carrie, I'm so honored. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to further conversations.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree,
and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Thursday morning, December 1st. Of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines, and it is my sincere honor to be with you this morning. Just really happy. It's our show number 792, and we're marching towards broadcast number 800, which will air on Friday, December 16th. And we've got a lot to talk about, so we'll get into a little bit more about that. Let me bring to the line my amazing co-star. Her name is Nicole Marie. You heard a little bit about her earlier on today's show. My great honor to welcome live again the Queen of the Morning. Hello, Nicole Marie. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning. Happy mid-show. Happy Thursday.
Throwback Thursday. Yes.
Yes, Throwback Thursday.
Unless
yes,
I'm the
I've
only
been
one
enjoying
still
the music this morning, Carrie. Yes, definitely
yes,
throwback.
Really. Okay.
Definitely
yeah,
throwback.
Like, but I don't know. Am I the only one? Are we the only one still throwing Thursdays back? I mean, I don't know. That's what I said. Let me check in with everybody on this.
I don't think so, but even if we are, that's okay.
Oh, I love it. Awesome.
Enjoying
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Great.
Enjoying
well, so you
let
said
me
the
tell
music.
You,
what did you like about? Yeah, what did you like about
well,
the music this morning?
Well, at first I was listening and I was trying, the first song I was trying to guess, okay, who is this? I know this voice, but who is this? And I kind of thought it was Chaka Khan, but I wasn't really sure. Now the second song, I did not know, but I kind of thought the first song was maybe Chaka Khan. I'm not real sure.
Okay.
But
well, would you like me to weigh in on that, or did you figure it out?
I sure would. No, I did not figure it out. I would like to know.
And that's actually a good point, because what I'm starting today, in real time, you'll be able to go to the Hair Radio Morning Show, which is our special. Well, first of all, you have to go to our website at www.hairadio.com. We're talking about the Hair Radio online community. And there we have all kinds of categories, which are like group fan pages. And so you can go there, kind of like other social media. You can follow people, read articles, you know, friend folks, like things, forward things, all kinds of stuff. And we have tons of different groups. We have several different pages, group pages there, that you can like a page and follow the page, follow a post or anything that you see. It is. And what I've done under the Hair Radio Morning Show group page, if you go there, you'll be able to read behind the scenes on today's show. And so it's literally being created as we speak. And then at 9 o'clock, you can go there and or later anytime during the day and read about behind the scenes at today's show, why we put on some of the things that we did. I address the actual song that you talk about right there in the Hair Radio Online community.
I'm looking forward to that. Okay.
Yeah, I do too, because what it is the behind the scenes, and it's, you know, there are all kinds of things. You know, we don't just, like I said on yesterday's broadcast, if you guys are listening, we don't just get up and guest at a show.
Exactly.
That's why I always tell folks, do what is organic for you. Do not try to over-emulate or to do. I think the better word is try not to duplicate what others are doing.
Right.
Be organic.
Right.
You know, so don't duplicate. It's okay to appreciate somebody's talent and others and be inspired by others. But
But do your own thing.
Because
it's not
going to
come across the same, Carrie. If you're trying to emulate something that someone else is doing, it's never going to come through the same.
Exactly. And that is really, really what is the whole thing, and it's just awful. So I encourage folks to do your own thing, Nicole Marie. But
be original.
Your question,
do you?
Yes, be original.
Yes.
And speaking of originality, her name is Chaka Khan. You were right. So we need a prize for you this morning. You are absolutely right. That is a song, and you'll read about this in the post when you guys who are members or just when you visit our online community, our Hair Radio online community, you'll see today's post behind the scenes under the Hair Radio Morning Show group page, and it'll tell you. But, yeah, she was a part of the supergroup called Rufus. And, of course, her real name is Yvette Stevens. That's what Shaka's real name is, and she's out of Chicago. When I was just a teenager and I had gone to live in California, I had become friendly with folks who knew Shaka Khan when she was young, and that's how and that's how I learned. I was told personally her name because they knew her when she before she was a big star. And so that's Miss Shaka. So she's gone on to be one of the most famous women in song, and she's one of those. She's a straight shooter too.
So yes, she is.
She's gonna pretty much tell you what she thinks, and we love that. Yeah, she is. I say, you know, a lot of those superstars, they kind of fall into that arena. You know, Cher is like that.
Right.
But Cher might be nice a little bit, you know, here and there. But she's pretty sincere. Well, I get the feeling she's sincere. You know, Tina is like that. Aretha, definitely. She's the reigning queen of that kind of shade. You know,
right.
She really is.
She
was about as straight shooter as you're going to ever see.
Yes, you're going to be, right.
Yeah, she really was. She put the mark out there. And the bar is very high from what she said. Nobody will come close to that lady. Nobody.
Wow.
But, yeah, that was the incredible Shaka. And so the second song that we did is a great, great song. Now, it's funny that you mention it because as I was selecting today's music, which we take so seriously here at the show, believe me, we really do. And the thing about the second song is that, you know, it's Christmas time, literally.
Right.
And so we've kind of ushered in the season. We're not hitting you over the head with the Christmas songs. You know, I love Christmas songs, but I don't like them back to back to back to back. We want to kind of, you know, be reminded that it's Christmas season and be kind to others. But we're kind of incorporating
bombarded
them.
With the music, right?
Yeah, you know, we want it to be there and be a presence and a reminder, but not overwhelm you. So that song was by a super group. Back in the 80s, there was a whole bunch of these celebrities, these singers, who would get together, and they would do a song to raise money for different types of charities and aid countries and all of that. And so one of the most famous ones of all. One of our guests was actually in We Are the World song. Can you name that? Can you name that celebrity singer who was literally on the We Are the World with Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie, who was on our show?
Dionne Warwick.
How did you guess? Yes. Oh, that was an easy one. Yes, it was Miss Dionne Warwick. And, of course, she was there with Cyndi Lauper and Tina Turner.
So many,
We are just for us to even have talked to somebody who was a part of We Are the World is incredible all by itself. That is incredible. I have to pinch myself sometimes. that song that played was in that vein. The folks they formed a group over in Europe. Now, remember, We Are the World was done out here in Stratton, California, I believe.
Right.
But the Band Aid group, now that was what they called it, Band Aid. And it was just awesome. It consisted of all of the folks who were in Europe at the time. So you had guys, the one from Wham. You had Boy George, Michael, George Michael, Boy George.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I believe you had the Pointer Sisters were over in Europe at the time, so they were on there. You had Jody Wiley on there. So all the big stars of the 80s were there, in addition to a boatload. These were the artists who were from England. So, back in the day, that's how they did their Christmas. They raised money for Christmas at Christmas time for, I believe they were also doing Africa, and they did a whole bunch of things.
Okay.
And they used to have these big concerts. Remember Live Aid? Well, you may not know, but they had like Live Aid out of Philadelphia. Michael Hopkins, who should be with us in just a bit, from the Vet Talk Radio Show, he would remember Live Aid. So I'm going to ask him about Live Aid when Tina Turner and the fella from the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, they performed together.
Right.
And you guys have to see some of these video clips. Oh, boy.
I'm
going
to have to look them up.
Then,
I'm not
let me tell you something,
them.
Nicole Marie. I feel that it's awful that a lot of folks now, I don't know how you could not, see these things, and you'd be so influenced. You probably would have such little like for the stuff that they're pushing out now that it's crazy.
Yes,
but
yes.
So that's my soapbox today, Nicole Maria. You guys out there, that's my soapbox. And so, but just so that you know, that song is called Do They Know It's Christmas? That's the name of it.
Okay.
And it's by the group, the supergroup called Band Aid. You've got
to
look up the video. It's a really beautiful video. It's very nice. So that's that. And like I said, we've got a lot going on this incredible Thursday morning, December 1st. I want to thank all of the fans and folks who have reached out to me, on my little doggy yesterday. It was quite interesting and alarming.
Yeah.
But I definitely shared it online, and you guys are fans and folks
so
who tune in and
Harry.
Support. Yeah, you support what we're doing.
We definitely support
and
you. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And so it's going to be a tough road ahead, but you guys are helping us to push on through. So
Now
I don't know if you caught any of the early part of today's broadcast. You guys know we're on from 6 in the morning till 9. And we also had on, we rolled out this morning with one of the West Coast stylists, Miss Rochelle Chappelle. And it was so funny because out there in Water Valley, Mississippi, we brought up Mississippi on the show. So I think she said her family was from Mississippi, but she knew less than I do.
Greenville.
I was going to ask you, had you heard of Greenville?
I have heard of Greenville. I have not been there, but it's about an hour or so away from where I am. But I have not been there.
How long everything is from you. Every time I ask Nicole Marie about Mississippi, that's 2 hours now. That's 1 hour and 15 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yes.
So
yes.
You've been all over the
state. I know where most places are.
You do. Every single place I have mentioned, you know exactly which direction and how long it takes to get there.
If I haven't been there, I've been somewhere close to it. So I love to travel.
Wow.
So,
you traverse the roads. You have. Well, I'm loving it this morning. Listen, folks, again, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. We are live today, as we are, from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays, really live on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Mondays, we try to prepare for the week. So, you know, at that time, we ask that you kind of listen to the Upscale 24-hour network at upscalemagazineradio.com. Right now, we took it down. We'll be back up and rolling, probably with updates and stuff. Today is Thursday, so tomorrow. We're going to kind of get things in order. So tomorrow. Maybe late tonight, so check it all out. Real happy about everything that's happening in the world. There's so much news. Now, before we get too far away from the music talk, I just want to take a moment. There was another artist who passed away. You guys know we've been talking about Irene Cara from the hit movie Fame and Flashdance song and much more. But we also lost one of the this is a group called Fleetwood Mac. So, there are a lot of folks in the Black community who may be aware of them. I love Fleetwood Mac. Myself, I'm raising my hand. I used to love the BB Nick. and, you know, and all their hit songs. Well, we lost Christine McVie, and I remember her leading one of the songs that I absolutely love, because mostly I think Stevie Nicks sang lead, I believe. But
yes, she did.
But right, but there was one song that I remember Christine McVie singing lead, and that song was something. What was that song? Oh gosh, I have to look it up because now I've forgotten. I got to go ahead and dig it up. But it was such a great song, just a beautiful song. And I said, wow. And I went and bought it. And I remember those days. That's when you had to go and buy the music. Let me see. I think it was called Tell Me Lies. And I just love the song. So if you guys get a chance.
I know that song. Yeah.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Yeah. So that was back in the day. Music has taken a whole new turn. So anyway, our condolences to her family, friends, and fans.
Most definitely. Definitely send a talking prayers to them.
Absolutely. Yes. So, you know, we've got some stuff. Also, I want to wish one of our co-stars here, Blue, who is also, she's the CEO of our own candle company. It's called Divine Energy Candles. It's a luxury line of candles. You've heard the commercial right here on the broadcast. And we're just wishing her a speedy recovery so she can get back here.
Yes,
we miss her.
Definitely. We miss you, Blue.
So we wish her
definitely.
Well. And just lots of stuff to get into today. So we're going to we've got some throwbacks. Yes, Nicole Marie out of Water Valley.
If I could mention why you just were sending well wishes to Blue, I can just add, going back to the Hair Radio online community, right now during this winter season, you know, there's so much going on, whether it's RSV, whether it's flu, COVID still going on, just a lot of different things. If you, our fans, if you go to our Hair Radio online community at www.hairradio.com and go underneath the forum tab and go to host chat, you can find a post there that is entitled Staying Healthy During Winter Months.
If
you read there, there are some tips to keep you healthy during these winter months.
That is fantastic. And so what we'll do a little bit after the show, we'll put some links in and cross-reference all of that. So first, like
great.
Nicole Marie said, go to HAIradio.com to get onto our – really what you're doing is going to our site and then clicking on the forum tab so that you can see all the different group pages that we have set up. In addition to the Hair Radio Morning Show page and the Vet Talk Radio page and so many others, there's one set up for host chat. And inside that group page, Nicole Marie has posted a new article. And so this is about staying healthy during this
tough time, the winter months, where there's so much stuff floating in the air.
I agree.
That's something that we have to be reminded of.
Yes. Thank you for that, Nicole Marie.
Definitely need
and
to stay healthy.
To share out
healthy
there.
As we can.
Yes. Always.
As we can.
I agree. So thank you so much. Listen, why don't we take a little bit of a break? We'll be right back with a whole lot more this morning to get to, so definitely stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Good morning, everybody. I am Cammy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and
That's
young
right.
children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammie Love and her book, Cammie's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammie's Spa Party.
Thank you for your interest in promotion with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. We're the longest-running daily hair radio show in the history of broadcasting, 27 years and counting. If you're looking for affordable and effective advertising that specializes in the needs of small boutique businesses that really have to be careful where they place their promotions budgets, here it is. Hair Radio is the hair and beauty industry's best friend. The Hair Radio Morning Show reaches millions around the world and your next-door neighbor. If you have a new hair product line or having a hair event, let us create a radio commercial for free. Maybe you need to increase your profile in the hair industry. Then why not be featured as a guest on our show? Or let us write a book to tell your story. Take a look at these low rates. Select from our plan features on the left that include radio show commercials to guest appearances on the show. Then take a look at what meets your budget on the right. Ah, amazing. The Hair Radio Morning Show airs weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. To find us on the internet, Google these five words. The Hair Radio Morning Show. And you'll see many broadcasts to choose from. The Hair Radio Morning Show was inspired by women of color and welcomes all conversations and celebrations of hair, culture, and community. Visit our website at hairradio.com. Remember, there's just one letter R in the middle of the word hair radio. Thank you, and let's get started. Grab a pen and...
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRMember.com to sign up. Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
And we're talking about business today at the salon. It's really about creating a mission statement and talking about the necessity and why it's so critical and a critical part of your operation, especially when you're just getting it off the ground. So here's taking a look at how to create the perfect mission statement and why it is so necessary. All right. So taking a look at your business, when you begin to lay out your business, and again, you can pick up my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. I really outline a great deal of this, but we're going to talk about it today. So save a few dollars and just pay close attention. I think you'll be just fine. So I'm also using a source which I absolutely love. It's a big book called Ready, Set, Go. And Jeff Grissler and Eric Ryant wrote this book, and it really kind of really nailed it for me. And here's what he says about your mission statement. Leadership is based on spiritual quality, the power to inspire, the power to inspire others to follow. That's by Vince Lombardi. And he begins this chapter by saying, what is a mission statement? Why do you need one? How does it help? What is the purpose? A mission statement tells something about who you are, what your business represents, and your reason for being in business. A mission statement is a short, written statement of the purpose of a company or organization. The mission statement should guide the actions of the organization, spell out its overall goal, and guide decision-making. For example, the mission statement for the book that I'm literally quoting from says to help aspiring salon owners and business owners develop and achieve their dream of owning a successful business. So that's a great mission statement. And with that being said, they had the writers of this particular book that we are using as our source today, in terms of really laying it out in terms of what to do with creating and crafting your mission statement. Now for me, and at Hair Radio, this is what I say. I believe a mission statement and your core principles, these are things that you cannot operate without. First of all, the first thing I did when I decided to create a mission statement, and I have written my mission statement out many years ago, but what I first took a look at, what, as this gentleman pointed out in the book, what does it mean to me? What am I trying to accomplish? And I literally just put a pen and to paper and said, what was my ultimate goal? And that goal, its purpose that I set out, was to assist folks with promoting themselves through the hair and beauty industry. And that's how I initially began this business. So my mission statement needed to reflect that, so I could evaluate with each interaction the success or if I didn't hit the mark. So that was the key. I also went about creating core principles, guiding principles, things that I lived the business every day, that this was critical to my thinking. It was important for everything that I do. So we're going to take a close look at all of this. We'll begin to lay out some of these. We're not going to really, go through and bore you to death with these things. But what I'd like to direct you to is our website at HAIRadio.com. I'm going to put some information there that will help you to craft your mission statement. So please take a moment, visit our website at www.HAIRadio.com. Now it's pronounced Hair Radio, but it only has one R. Go there and click on the tab that actually reads fan page, which is awesome. You go to the fan page and it'll be right there where you are directed on how to complete your mission statement, and we'll have some examples and all that wonderful good stuff there. So thank you so much, and I hope this is helpful. Again, your mission statement should reflect everything that your business is about. I'm Kerry Hines, and we'll be checking in with you throughout the broadcast. If you have questions, again, go to our website at hairradio.com. Thank you.
just might hurt a little. Love hurts sometimes when you do it right. Don't be afraid of a little bit of pain. Pleasure is on the other side. Let down your guard just a little. I'll keep you safe in these arms of mine. Hold on to me, pretty baby, you see. I can be all you need if you stay.
At the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It is Thursday morning, December 1st, 2022. The year has just moved on by. We're live. It's our show number 792, about 7:48 in the morning. East Coast time, and out in Central Time Zone at 6:48. Speaking of Central Time Zone, my amazing co-star, Nicole Marie, and we need to get this gentleman on, who is the illustrious host lighting up the airwaves.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're talking about the one and only Mr. Michael Hopkins. He is the king of claims, helping the
king
veterans to stay on top. Hopkins.
Yes, good morning, Michael.
Good morning, and welcome to the live chat. Yes,
good morning, Carrie Hines. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning. Happy to be here from
beautiful downtown Spotsylvania.
Spotsylvania, Virginia. So I want to work that on in, Hopkins. You are in, now that's the northern part. We were talking about geography earlier in Mississippi, but you're in Virginia, so Spotsylvania is like the northern part, correct?
So
near
true.
And all of that. Okay.
Right. Believe it or not, Carrie and Nicole Marie, I am about an hour and some change away from Washington, D.C., the nation's capital.
Okay.
And I'm also about an hour or so from Richmond, Virginia, the capital of the Commonwealth of Virginia. So I'm kind of in the middle.
Right.
And it's kind of, it's kind of interesting because you have a whole lot of culture going on in this area. We have a whole lot of culture going on. So I can go up to D.C., see all the monuments and all the White House and all of that, or I can head to Richmond and I get an opportunity to look at the culture here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And as you both know, the Commonwealth of Virginia has a lot of rich culture, one of the oldest colonies in the United States here on the East Coast. And a lot of people like the George Washingtons and so forth, this is where they were born. Matter of fact, I don't live that far from George Washington's childhood home. We live maybe 20 minutes away. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're about 20 good minutes away from it.
Well, Michael, the next time you go there, you'll have to take some pictures and put them on our Hair Radio online community at hairradio.com. We'd love to see that.
Oh, I certainly will.
Speaking of Army generals and veterans like George Washington, I have to ask you about the recent Vet Talk radio show. It was this week on Tuesday, as everybody knows out there, Michael hosts the Vet Talk radio show that airs right here in the same state between 8:30 Eastern and 9 o'clock Eastern, so about a half hour each Tuesday morning. That now being the Central Time Zone at 7:30 to 8. So the Vet Talk radio show, I love this week's episode. It was my favorite episode.
Yes, it was great. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, you heard it, Nicole Marie. And Michael did incredible interview. It was a one-on-one interview.
Did.
I was nowhere
great
inside.
Job, Michael.
Yes. Very lively, very upbeat, great interview. Whom were you interviewing, Michael? Who was your guest?
Oh, that was Kokai.
And Kokai Olesun.
And he is, believe it or not, he's a veteran also.
Yeah, he's a veteran. Yes.
I just enjoyed talking to him about the world of health insurance because it affects everybody, especially if you're old, if you're 65 and older. It
certainly does.
But you know, especially it affects us as veterans.
Yeah.
Because many times, Carrie and Nicole Marie, as veterans, we don't know what we don't know about the healthcare industry and the options that we have as veterans. We have many options. And I enjoyed the show on Tuesday because Kokai explained a lot of those options to the fans and the listeners. He explained a lot of options. And it was great. And it would be just fantastic if our listeners, our fans, would just go back and listen to that again.
Well, you know what, Michael? There is a post, and you are not aware of this because I was keeping it as a surprise to this very moment. But if the fans go to the Hair Radio Online Community, HOC I call it, the Hair Radio Online Community, again, we've been talking about this all day because this is it's our core, it's our information base that tells you everything, all kinds of posts and stories and articles and videos and clips and everything is there. But anyway, go to the hairradio.com website, click on the forum tab, go to Michael's group page, which is called the Vet Talk Radio Show. I think it's like right underneath mine. I'm with the Hair Radio Morning Show. You'll see that at the top. Then the Vet Talk Radio Show page is right below it. Michael's Vet Talk Radio Show page has a new post that has the interview that he did, that Michael did Tuesday with Kokai.
Wow.
Wonderful. That's where I live.
Beautiful. That is beautiful, yes. Carrie Hines. Beautiful.
Yes.
Interview.
And it cuts right to the chase with just the interview. That's not 3 hours of Hair Radio Show that you got to listen to get to it. You can just go right there. It's cut out, and it's helpful information that can continue to assist your fans and the many fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, as well as the veterans, of course. And so please go check it out. Yeah, that's really nice. And that can be shared across social media and with all kinds of folks. So I'm going to, in addition, I'll put it on my Facebook page as well. But it's there in our own Hair Radio online community. And that, I cannot stress enough of what that community is all about. It is a place where you can friend others, network with others, keep in touch with others. I'm going to give out all kinds of free gifts there. So if you're tuned in, I'll give free gifts there. Now, and we've been keeping track. I have a wonderful piece that will be ready for you as soon as the show wraps this morning at 9 Eastern. You'll see that I have put together behind the scenes, which talks about what we're talking about and what we've done yet. So I can't wait for you guys to see it. Nicole Marie Michael, you guys will have to check it out. It's really
Will do.
So that's put together every day now that we're on the show. So you'll get some behind the scenes. You hear us, but you'll know some of the thoughts behind what you hear.
Wonderful.
And boy, we've got some thoughts. So we're real excited about it. And I don't know, Michael, Nicole Marie, if I told you guys, coming up in the next hour, in our spotlight hour, a little after 8 a.m. Eastern this morning, he's back in the driver's seat for Conversations with Hair. We're talking about the incredible Mr. Eugene Davis. Wow. A blast from the past. Eugene is a legendary hairstylist, as you guys know. He has been influential in helping folks to navigate products, what hair products to use, what's the rating on them, and so forth and so on. He will be helping us here at Carapy.com as well. That's our Carapy brand, which we are looking so forward to talking with you guys about. And I think we're going to be able to do that on Friday's show, which is to do an entire Carapy distributors talk, speaking with my wonderful new distributors, talking about Carapy, every single thing. We are just kind of getting back on track with everything, and we love it. So all of that is on the way. The TAF, which you guys know already, Traction Alopecia Foundation. I think you guys heard on yesterday's show where they were talking about privacy at the salons. And also, very important for folks, and I think, Nicole Marie, you were talking about it as well, very important stuff. So we'll be getting into all of that, lots of wonderful hair talk to talk about. So right now, yes, we're going to kind of get rolling with Mr. Eugene Davis. So first we'll take a little bit of a commercial break, then we'll just roll on in with Eugene. Stay with us. We got a lot more live on the way. So we're happy to have you guys with us this morning and been enjoying the show. Michael, have you been enjoying the show today?
Oh, yes, I have, Carrie. I really have. And you touched on something that I have not heard. Wow. I mean, it's going back to the 80s when you were talking about Live Aid and We Are the World and all of that. Yeah. And you know the reason why I remember all those things? The number one reason?
I know why you remember Live Aid, because that was in Philadelphia. It was a huge concert.
Right. But I remember a lot of this stuff because I was in Europe. I was in Germany in the
80s. You were in Europe.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
So His name was Gelf something. I cannot remember his name.
Yeah, you're talking about Geldof.
Yeah, that was the name.
Yeah,
Geldof.
He created,
right.
Yeah, Bob Geldof created the Live Aid concert, which was raising funds for charity. And they had that huge all-day concert that featured the Rolling Stones, Tina Turner, Phil Collins, a whole host of others. It was held on stage in Philadelphia. And let me tell you something. If you do nothing else, check that video out with Tina Turner and Mick Jagger. That's all I have to say.
Oh, wow.
There was nobody on this earth that can do what that Tina Turner does and did.
Yep.
So
she was at her pinnacle.
Right about
that. In the 80s, she was at her pinnacle. She was at her height of her career.
I saw her live. I saw her live right here in New York.
Oh, yeah. And
at the Times Square. Tina Turner performed, and I've told you guys this, and I've been to many concerts. I've seen Michael Jackson perform twice live on both coasts. I've seen a whole bunch of artists. I have never in my life saw anyone with more energy on a show than Miss Tina Turner. Never. And that lady moved the entire, and I'm not just, she could go to town dancing and moving around and singing.
Beautiful
lady.
Yeah.
Beautiful lady, you know, and those gorgeous legs. Good grief.
Yes. But, you know, Carrie and Nicole Marie, I remember way back in the day, when I was younger, I remember seeing Tina Turner. It was the Ike and Tina Turner review, and I remember seeing it on Ed Sullivan, on the Ed Sullivan show back in the day.
Ed used to come on Sunday night. He broadcasting institution, and Ed Sullivan welcomed all kinds of folks, like when Elvis Presley made his debut.
The Beatles.
That's the word. That was, you took the words out of my
Temptations.
Mouth. The Beatles. Yeah, everybody from Motown. What I loved about Ed Sullivan was that he did not, his show featured, and with respect, artists of color right alongside the white artists and others, and it was just a beautiful thing to witness. And right now, you'll see The Late Show, which is at the Ed Sullivan Theater. They named it after Ed Sullivan, and that's where that takes place. And David Letterman was there as well before the fellow Steve Colbert. So all of that. No, but I loved that. And I catch all the reruns and all of that wonderful good stuff. Good talk, Michael Hopkins. All right, we're taking a commercial break, and then we've got Eugene Davis standing by. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. Stay with us.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch. A new and better way to connect with your clients.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very, very special guest. Actually, you know him well. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Eugene Davis, who comes back to us to do this incredible segment that he's been doing called Conversations with Hair. And we are so excited. Welcome back, Eugene Davis.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm so excited to be back. I'm excited to be back on Hair Radio. And this is so important to me because I believe that, you know, not only my conversations with you are just always genuine, but just being and sharing with the community.
Absolutely. Well, you've got a lot to share. You have a legendary career that we should really talk a little bit about as well. You started out, we'll be talking a little bit about our ages, so I'm not going to put you there because I'll have to join you. But I do want to say, Eugene, you have been a forerunner. You have been someone out there. You worked in videos. You've worked on the entertainment side. You also have been doing some amazing things. You worked over in Europe for quite a bit, came back to the States. You had a lot of experience in different aspects of the industry. And now I'm excited to say you're doing a whole bunch of wonderful new and innovative work with the hair and beauty industry and also right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with Conversations with Hair. So let's kind of start there a little bit. Let's just remind everybody. So how did you, you know, take us back a little bit, Eugene Davis, for those new listeners this morning, and this is first time finding out about Eugene Davis. So what would you tell them about your legendary career, how you kind of got started in all this and really wanted to make a difference?
Okay, well, let me just say this. I have been a licensed cosmetologist in the U.S. for 30 years. I've been licensed in Europe for 15. And I crossed that bridge when I worked in London, which I lived for 18 years, as a product evaluation manager, and I worked with L'Oreal helping to develop the Mazzani line. I did this because I wanted to come behind the chair, and I wanted to be someone who can make a difference and do something different. So I've always never been afraid to go in a territory that wasn't familiar, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
Because
so,
I didn't see us in places that were making those decisions in corporate. We weren't there. And I just wanted
to
be one of those people.
Why do you think that was the case?
I don't know, because the corporate America, I mean, when it comes to L'Oreal's and Procter & Gamble's and all these people, they wanted our money, but they wanted to develop stuff that they thought we needed when they didn't have someone who understood the industry or that community working on the ground level or experiencing that to represent us, which I thought didn't make sense to me. So, and this is way before the natural movement, before they all got on board. This is around a time when I was like, well, you put out this product, but it doesn't work for us. Like, it doesn't make sense. And so I wanted to put myself on the other side of that.
Awesome.
And that's
well, you
what I pursued.
Correct.
I'm sorry. That's what I pursued it, and I never took no for an answer.
Absolutely. And you've done just that. I was about to jump in and say, you have really kind of made these big old product manufacturers take notice, and I love that because you're right, I guess it's true of other things too to a big degree where our community is always being represented by what others outside the community place
Absolutely.
Upon us as opposed to what we our own selves feel that we are all about. And I'm loving what you have done, Mr. Eugene Davis.
Because I think we had a conversation, Kerry. I'm not going to take the lead right here, but we had a conversation, I believe, just personally. And we were talking about how alopecia and all these things, because this is something that I used to talk about a lot, alopecia and hair loss and our communities and stuff. But me and you had a private conversation, and we were talking about, like, the relaxer industry and is it coming back? Is it not coming back? I felt that companies before, like I said before, like, who were producing these products that we were using faithfully had no concern on the long-term repercussions of what it did to the hair of the scalp.
They didn't understand it.
That's definitely the kind of this big thing that has, you know, the NIH, the National Institute of Health, just recently put out a big report, just to get into that a little bit. In current times, we're talking about not back, and we're talking about right now. They just recently released this report that indicated that African-American women were at a bigger risk for developing uterine cancer based upon their usage with these chemical straighteners, if they had used them. Well, the reason they say African-American women, anybody, any woman would, they said, let me just state it the way they said it, that because black women were using these products much more regularly, that it would make them more susceptible. That's what they were really kind of saying. So they, and let me also say this while we're at it. The other items were okay. That's what the report says. So it's out there on the internet, folks, you know, and the NIH is a very respectable. I think they have a very good, they enjoyed a great reputation with all of this. And we've have friends who've gone and done work with NIH and all of this. But I'll tell you, this one really kind of surprised even me. Eugene Davis, what do you want to say about it, Eugene? Go ahead.
I got a whole mouthful right now.
that's a big problem.
I think that's kind of crazy for them to say that there's a correlation with that, for the simple fact that it wasn't us manufacturing those big industry products that we sold as to consumers who were at home doing it. And then you say it creates cancer, uterine cancer, and stuff like that. But is that because there was another agenda behind it? And it was because cancer research and medications and big pharmacy, and like it's an endless game sometimes.
You create something feel like
to
that.
Create
and
right, you
yeah,
create something
go
that's
going
to cause something to do something that's
right,
going to cause
right.
us to buy something else or have us to go into health insurance and we pay big premiums. It's just a never ending game.
This is large. Go ahead, Eugene. You have more to say on this.
Yeah, because we know about hair color and stuff, but you don't hear reports about that. And hair color is just as invasive as sodium to relaxers and thiogates and stuff that we use. It's just as invasive. So why are we targeted saying that it's causing it in our community? Because they want to now get more money into their systems.
Okay. folks, you have to understand that this is how folks are going to respond. This is a very volatile topic, and I do want to put that across to everybody. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we have a very special guest with us, Mr. Eugene Davis of Conversations with Hair. And this is one of those hot-button topics. And to your point, Eugene Davis, it has been said, and I've heard it. We've had some other folks right here on our airwaves who have disagreed to a big degree. But I want to make sure that we offer a balanced approach with this because, you know, it's pertinent to women's health potentially. And so we're always careful, but it does. You know, as some folks are saying, does it pass the smell test all around? And so we want you to do your own research, do your own due diligence.
Yes.
This is important because, you know, this has been a big part of our culture. And so,
exactly.
Right? So that means something.
But can I say this, Carrie? I have two daughters, right? Why would I, as a father and someone who wants to nurture and see my children grow up to be healthy adults, indulge in something that I knew that would cause a problem as they became young women? I would not. That's like eating bad food. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, why would I do that? Exactly. So, but they kept us in ignorance. So now they're saying this is the result.
then you knew it. You didn't just find out about this.
Well, and you're right. I myself have heard murmurings, you know,
exactly
over the years. We all have heard things.
You knew.
You know. Yeah, exactly. We've all heard little whispers and people said, you know, and part of that was used to fuel, I believe, the natural hair movement. But it's a lot. You know, my big question also, Eugene Davis, what will the women do now, or what will the folks do now who have been, you know, and my other question for all the salon owners and stylists at these behind the chair, is this a part of your initial consultation? Should it be a conversation that you're having with the clients? Is there any risk that's involved legally? You know, there's all kinds of different parts to this.
Yes.
To me,
yes,
it's trying to learn it.
Yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head right there. It's up to us as professionals, especially if we're African-American or brown people or black people of color, that we understand our business. We understand the product that we're using, the chemicals that have been using, do our research, our due diligence, in order to be able to give an effective evaluation. You think doctors not know when someone has cancer or they're going to do an operation, and they've done everything they could to find out how they're going to go from A, point A to point B. They have to know that, because you just don't open somebody's body up and just start working on it. So
exactly.
I think as professionals, we need to know this chemical does this, it does this, does it cause this, does it not cause this, and give an informed evaluation so that the consumer or the client can make a choice.
Absolutely. And I don't know.
You know
it just, to me, my poor heart just opened up when I read, you know, the report. And then I said, oh, my God. Wow.
Because it was bamboozled again.
Yeah, that's the feeling of it. And this is just the beginning of this conversation.
Right.
It's
so
just
right.
The beginning. Yeah, we're going to really delve into
quite a bit. We need to know
more.
We need to know
more. Yeah, I believe, and that's it's funny that you say that because they really have not a whole lot more.
No.
And that's another reason that a lot of individuals, you know, flags are kind of waving on this report. And I think that it needs to, you know, a lot of, I think we had some folks on who talked about this on air. We
mm-hmm.
want to know a lot what went into this research,
exactly.
You know, and how that was all prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And where do we go from here?
Because
really.
I'll tell you this, working with some companies as a product evaluation manager, their evaluations or their testing sometimes are limited. And it's like they will put out a report saying X, Y, and Z. And me as a hairstylist and working in it, I'd be like, but you didn't test it over here. Like, what are you doing? How can you say this does work or this doesn't work and you only did 20 tests? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Because we don't really know what are the long-term effects of it. What's happening a year from now? What happens in 10 years from now? Those evaluations don't happen. And
exactly.
That's the scary part. Because we need to know
Absolutely.
What's happening.
Absolutely. And it always feels like our community is being targeted
always
for
targeted.
Something. Always. We constantly
always.
Have to fight and guard against just about everything.
Everything.
Well, listen.
And it's fast.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you something. We're glad that Eugene Davis is on the case. And we're real happy about that. Yes, conversations with Hair. So now, Eugene, you've been busy in recent times. What are some of the other projects and things that you've been focused on and what you are working on?
Well, Kerry, I'm signing with a company that I'm a educator and I'm a platform artist.
I
travel specifically to schools all through the country. It's taken up a lot of time for me. Like I'm out at least 3 weeks out of every month, and it's hard, but I enjoy it because I get to meet the next generation of future professionals.
Yeah.
From every demographic, but specifically our community. They go into communities that were untouched before with education and trying to encourage them. And because of my experience, I'm telling them, you can do anything you want in this business. Like, there is no limit. You just have to focus in, find out what you're good at, develop that skill, and be the best at it. And when you do that, the money will come. Don't focus on the money because hairstyles do always go in the shop, make your money. No, develop your skill.
Focus
money
on the
work.
Absolutely.
You know? Right.
Absolutely.
The joy when I see the light bulb goes off, they go,
yes.
What? I can do it? Yes, you can. You can do whatever you want. I said, I travel all over the world for free. I've never paid for a flight in my life.
Yes. Well, just also to see you, it's representation. And representation has been sorely missing. And that's what we're speaking to in great efforts.
Exactly.
Right? That's what it really is. When they see you enter that room, and I have to tell you, I'm raising my hand because I felt that experience. I remember having our big hair event with the Hair Nation Expo in Atlantic City. And those kids would surround me when they would come from the different schools. And I just loved it so much. And to talk to them directly, and they just couldn't get enough of what we were talking about.
And that's so beautiful, isn't it? So it lets you know that you've impacted and you, that's your legacy. Because you don't know.
Yes, I never forgot when Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Lelia Bundles, did my show. And I literally took those curious students in the hair and beauty industry, who were in regular high school, but taking those cosmetology introduction courses and all of that. When I remember that I introduced them directly to her descendants, you should have seen their faces just, I can't even express to you what
there's
that
nothing
was like.
Like that. Yes.
And they never forgot it.
That's it.
And we don't
that's
forget
what it's
it.
About.
That's
what it's
about.
And, you know, we think it's all about sales. But no, it's about letting them know that anything's attainable, and you can be the best version of yourself. But they need that encouragement. And for me, I know I'm traveling around, it's hard and everything, but when I see that, I just got a loss for words just now. It's just like,
wow.
I get emotional when I think about it because it's amazing.
It's big. It's very big. Now, Eugene Davis, you have been, speaking of big, you've been a big part of our broadcast right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I have just loved conversations with Hair. We've chatted about just about every topic here. Yes. So tell me, have you had some, any fun times on the show or anything that, you know, what really comes to mind when you think about your work here on our show? What comes to mind? You've been, you know, a big part of it.
Okay, not only just laying down the facts, when I go off on a tangent and talk about the things I love and passionate about, but you know what? I think the one time when you did the Father's Day special, one of us came with from a different perspective of fatherhood, but just from our own personal experiences, and we got raw about it. That was emotional and moving thing because it meant a lot to me because people don't always know, and especially in just this world, that as men, we go through a lot, but we don't always talk about it.
Right.
And for
right.
the first time, we're talking about our experiences and sharing them. And we all had similar experiences, and we were able to support each other in that. That's important.
Yes. It started off, if I recall, a little icy perhaps at first. Not icy,
yes.
but it wasn't as warm. And then it really heated up fast. You know, it went from
exactly.
cool to hot. And mm-hmm. I mean, it was so revealing. It was
yes.
so revealing that
men don't like to be transparent.
Yeah, well, no. We're not.
We're not taught to do that.
Exactly. Societal norms say, you know, that's not something that is for guys. But I beg to differ. And if you guys would like to listen to that special Father's Day episode that we did, it is out there. You can Google it. Just put the Hair Radio Morning Show on Google right next to Father's Day episode, and it should pop up. One of the podcasts that we did, because we did a lot of separate podcasts, as you guys out there know. So, Eugene, that was quite moving. I have to say it was quite an emotional moment or two in there. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, we're going to have to play that again around
okay.
that time as we get closer.
It was
yes.
real, and it was authentic, and it was probably one of the first times all three of us were on, or four of us on at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. We had everybody on. One of my
exactly.
favorite times with Eugene Davis wasn't all that long ago when they had, we did the big slap. That was heard around the world. And,
yes.
that was.
Oh, we,
that
did.
Was
we went in on that one. We went in on that one.
we did quite a bit
yes.
of talk on that one. And everybody
yes.
weighed in. It was like everybody
yes.
had a perspective on it. And so
yes.
we're going to be looking when it's the first anniversary, we'll be revisiting it. That's what I love about the Hair Radio Show. We really do.
Exactly.
We keep the topics hot. We, you know,
because
on
think
the
about
industry.
It. The amount of time that has passed, the perception
yes.
of that slap has changed.
Exactly.
Like
you took that. That's right. You took the
yes.
words out of my head. It
yes.
somewhat shifted, and
it's
well, you know, and so at this time, we still have not really heard from Chris Rock on this big thing.
Nope.
There's all kinds of new talk that potentially Mr. Smith might be on his way to another Oscar win. That's what the industry is starting to talk about with regards to a new role he's playing.
Yep,
and
yep,
so,
yep.
But he's banned from attending the ceremony. So,
yes.
and there's still all kinds of talk surrounding that. I just say the hair business has merged with entertainment somehow completely. I mean, it's always
yep.
been a little bit in there. But there's a whole lot still to talk about on that. And I guess we're not done on that conversation. Speaking of conversation.
No, because we still wouldn't know
hair.
Why. Because it was
we never
clear
found
why.
Right why. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It wasn't clear. And there's a whole lot more talk. Still,
yes.
that whole thing is still kind of a hot potato out there. I won't go too much and say, but even I believe
okay.
I read some stuff on the entangled fella and all of that, but I'll leave that alone for this.
Okay.
So, listen, I tell you, yeah, that's a hot potato. So, Eugene Davis. I also
mm-hmm.
wanted to talk. There's so much that we have got to share with you about. And I know you weren't quite ready or planned for this, but I just read about Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Now,
I
love myself
mm-hmm.
some Michelle Obama. Okay, well, here
you
she kind of goes in. And she was talking about her years in the White House as the First Lady of the United States. And what she was essentially saying, as reported by all kinds of different outlets, I think Atlanta Black
mm-hmm.
Star, their website name, And so they did a whole piece that says that Michelle Obama did not wear braids during her time in the White House because she felt Americans were not ready to see her natural hair. So this young lady, Sierra Washington, did this report not long ago on this and really said that former First Lady Michelle Obama never left the White House without a stunning silk press, and audiences can now understand why after the acclaimed author said that she believed Americans weren't ready for her natural black hairstyles while Barack Obama was in office. So there are folks who might agree with that. There might be folks who disagree, but we've got hair industry expert Eugene Davis. How would you weigh in on, have you heard about this whole thing that she had mentioned?
Yeah, I've seen the interview, and I watched Don Lemon, I believe it is, on CNN, and I saw him interview another journalist about it, and they went into depth, and I've watched several things about it, and it's so multi-layered because there's so many ways you can there's so many ways you can look at it. Now, if she wanted to do braids because she had the power, she could have done it. But I understand politically how the White House, and because it's not about just them, Michelle and Barack. There's so many other people who press and PR and just who don't look like us, who don't get it.
Right.
So
exactly.
It could have went very left field for us. I understand what her stance was, but at the same time, and she wanted to take attention away from my husband, so or what his agendas were. So, but at the same time, I think he would have supported her 100%, no matter what she did. And because he's so eloquent in how he delivers his words, that it wouldn't even made a difference, because she was making a stand for what's next. And so, but at the same time, I get it. She didn't want to cause confusion. She didn't want to, you know, the tension come away from him and his political agenda to focus on her hair, which should have never been an issue. But that's not the world we live in.
No. And I have to tell you, Eugene Davis, Mr. Conversations with Hair today, you know, for me, I really wished that she had taken that moment. I've got to keep it real.
100% agree with you.
For all the hair people, for all the black and brown people, for women, period. I do feel that she should have taken that moment. And then just like everybody else, it always feels like we always have to be the careful sayers. We always have to be above reproach. You know, we always have taken a high road. And I agree.
You said the exact word. You said
I mean, my gosh. And we're just being ourselves and our own hair. How can wearing your own hair be a decision because you don't want to offend anybody?
The minority, not the majority, but the minority.
But the minority, exactly.
Control.
And
that's the sad part, and I think that's the conversation that needs to be had. Why do we compromise for what we feel we can't offend someone else, but we have the power?
Exactly.
Like, the interview with, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Which interview?
I mean, I don't know if you saw the interview with Don Lemon or when he was talking to the journalist. And she was like, I have a union on
this.
Yeah,
I loved it.
And then at the end of the day, she compromised because she felt that she wouldn't be accepted on television as a legitimate journalist unless she fell into what the white part of a society felt it was acceptable.
Well, that's true, and this is not a secret, folks. So if this is your first time hearing it, I don't know where you've been. But this is not the first conversation at all on this. And I agree, she's right, because and not just in journalism and on television, TV and what they perceive, what television is trying to do, even when I see a lot of the reporters, they still don't want the TV anchors even to have a mustache or beard. They're like so 1950. Yeah, that's the old kind of thing, that kind of provincial thinking, that old-fashioned, outdated thinking where they still and only trying to appeal to middle America. That's their barometer. They're not interested in the parts of, the coast and what all the hippie folks are thinking and stuff. Still trying to appeal to a provincial-minded, narrow segment in society. And that does not reflect our community at all.
Exactly. My God, you hit the nail on the head again. But that's it.
Yeah, well, this is true. And it was Thomas Paine who said that, what you were saying a little while ago. If you're afraid to offend, you can't be honest.
That's it. Oh my God, Kerry, you shut it down right that one. That's it.
And that's really, and I have to say, Eugene Davis, and yes, I actually was on. We right here on the Hair, the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think we are leap years than ahead of folks.
Okay.
We actually were on with the White House with Michelle Obama's hairstylist, Mr. Johnny Wright, who was on our program during those years. And and I have a little clip. I'm going to see if I can find that for you guys from our interview with Johnny. And I never forgot it. And I wish that I had known this was her thinking at that time, because I surely would have gone in on that to put Johnny on the hot seat.
And it's funny you said that, because imagine how he felt
wanting to be
authentic and being to set a different standard, because he had the power right there. Like, you can't get bigger stage than that. And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
he
go
had
ahead.
The power. Well, I was only going to say, Eugene, that he, like I said, he had the power, and I just think that he could have probably put her in some kind of a style. I don't know. What do you think?
I think he had the power, and he had the confidence with Michelle Obama, and they were ready to go to the next level. But when you have to think of all the multi-layers that come with that kind of power, it was a – They didn't make. I don't want to say they didn't make the right decision, but I think it was more complicated than just us talking about it and what we saw. Mm. It was heavier than that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, this is actually political.
Exactly. Literally. So that machine right there weighs so heavily on. Because Johnny's a creative, Michelle's a free-thinking person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We come from a history, and then you have this whole machine that's telling you you can't do that, you can't do this. It's complicated.
Exactly.
It's because this. And then as a hairstylist, I can't even imagine. Like, I would have been like, okay, well, the hell with y'all. I'm gonna do what I want to do. You know what I mean? But then you have to think that, like, this is the first lady, this is the president. And is the only Black president. And as soon as we do something outside the box, they're just looking for an excuse.
Ooh, yes. Yeah, that would have been a big thing.
Yeah,
that would have been a big
thing. You had to tread carefully. Even as a hairstylist, Johnny, I know the pressure that was on him.
Yeah,
that
would
not have been easy.
Yeah, I agree. And she was just as gorgeous. You know, I just wish they would leave.
No matter what
she
did, she looked good. Yep.
Leave our
and
hair alone.
The style, everything. They were everything. The Obamas were everything.
I agree. Well, listen, I just want to say thank you, Eugene Davis. You just, every time that you're here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with Conversations with Hair, you literally knock it out of the box.
Well,
you knock it out of the box. We've thrown everything at you but the kitchen sink today, and you handle it with aplomb. You do. You are the consummate professional, and we appreciate you. Now, the
Thank
next
you.
Time I want to talk, yes, we're going to be talking on some of these amazing products. I want to talk about, you know, Carapy and some of the wonderful hair things that
Carapy.
Are out there.
Yes.
We will. We're going to, yes. And now, and you guys, you're going to have to stay tuned for Eugene Davis as often as he comes back. We just appreciate him. He just knocks it out, as we said. So listen, Eugene Davis, thank you always. Always. Great job.
I always love being here. I always love talking to you, Kerry. I'm thankful that you invite me back and that I'm able to talk and be real and authentic with you.
Absolutely. As we said from Mr. Thomas Paine, if you're afraid to offend, you can't be honest. So we're going to park it there. And thank you again. All right, folks. Keep it right here. There's more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. Deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. As cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you.
There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should.
we're back live. It is 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time, 7:45 if you're in the Central Time Zone, Thursday, December 1st of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines, and that was Alicia, and she just knocks it out with her incredible song, Scars to Beautiful. Listen, let me get on Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. Let's get into some live chat. You listen to Eugene Davis. Conversations with Hair.
Very much.
Marie, Michael Hopkins. Okay. All right. What did you guys think? I can't wait to hear some Hair Radio Morning Live talk. So let it rip. Okay. Let's lead in with the Queen of the Morning, Nicole Marie out of Water Valley. Your thoughts today?
It was a wonderful interview. I love when Eugene was speaking about never being afraid to go into unfamiliar territory and never take no for an answer, because I truly believe that's what we need to step out into in our daily lives. There's so many things in society that try and knock us down and push us back and no, you can't do that. No, you know, the society rules, so to speak. No. You can do anything that you want to do. Don't be afraid to go out there into unfamiliar territory and walk in the room and claim your space. So I love that.
Wow.
also, I loved when he spoke about going across the country, encouraging students about the industry and focus on developing your skill. And the money will come. Don't focus on the money. Develop your skill. Know exactly your skill and be the best at it. The money will come later. And also,
Go right ahead.
Also, I just praise Eugene just for being just out there and being a representative. Talked about being representation, just being out there and making an impact in our communities. And letting the young people and adults as well know that anything is possible. And by seeing him is definitely an inspiration and encouragement to know that, hey, I'm out here doing this. You can be out here doing this. Whatever it is that you want to do, wherever you want to make your mark in the industry, you can do it. So that just really inspired me and just touched me, because that's so key. There are so many children, and I focus on children because those are the population that I work with all the time. There are so many that are not inspired by things or not privy to information or to just know different things. And it's so crucial for us to be able to show them different things. Let them know anything is possible. You can go. You can do anything. You can see anything. The world is yours. And so I'm a firm believer in just encouraging and inspiring them, because in their daily life, they may not see it or be encouraged.
Yeah.
But by seeing Gene out there, they will be.
Right. Exactly. They're going to have somebody who looks like them.
Exactly.
A
and that's so important. So important.
Michael Hopkins, what about you? What were your thoughts?
Well, my main thought is when you both were talking about Michelle Obama, the White House, and compromising her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you would think that's not really an issue, right? But when you think about it, a person of color, we go through this all the time. And I always refer to the military because I know how the military works. I've spent half my life in the military. And you still have to compromise on what your hair looks like.
Yeah, right? Your hair is something that grows naturally out of your body.
Yeah. And
exactly.
It's like you have to go it's like you have to go beyond the call of duty because you're a person of color.
Listen, I have to shut this down because I get so heated on stuff like this. You brought ancestors here against their will from a totally different continent it just tells me folks are not all that smart upstairs. Obviously,
so true.
You acclimate to your environment. It's the first thing you
right.
learn in school. So how unsmart you must be to literally discriminate some, for any reason that's beyond their control, but just to literally not be smart enough to know that folks' hair is made up of different textures based and literally in addition to hereditary, it's environmental. And so that's why our hair is the most versatile of anybody's hair texture, period, okay. in the world. I don't know what on God's, where did we go, come to this country where it's just, we got to get things right side up. And that's what this broadcast is about. I'm just sick of all of the crazy, off-the-wall, ignorant talk. And then
yes.
we own, and we take
worse.
On that. We
yes.
take
right.
on that. Calling on hair,
so true.
And all this crazy stuff, derogatory things that have been poured into us. You know, it's just ridiculous. So we
so
got to change that conversation. And
exactly.
I'm glad that Eugene and I had an opportunity to talk a little bit about that. Let me also say this. With my hair products, most of you guys know I have Creative Carapy, which is a wonderful infused shampoo and conditioner and hair, whole line. And with my products, and this is something I'm so proud of, is that when they are sold, the money, a big portion goes back into our community just naturally. We've got to figure out what we need to do to support ourselves to change this dialogue that's out there that's being forced upon
right.
us.
Right.
And the way that we,
so
you know,
true.
we just got to change it. I'm sick of it.
So
this
true.
This is not what we know better in our community. We know better. But, you know, these folks, you know, looking at us like we're in a museum or, you know, trying to touch our hair and, you know,
exactly.
and force some totally crazy thinking. Just, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I try to be as kind and and courteous to everybody. But,
yeah, but it's just hard.
It's frustrating. It makes you angry.
You have
yes.
to say.
Right.
Yeah, you have to say what we draw the line at the truth. So we are going to always stand up here and tell people the truth.
Exactly.
So now, listen, I do want to just make sure everybody knows when it comes to hairstylists. Hairstylists are not inherently hair loss experts. So please, folks, do your own due diligence out there. Hairstylists should not be doing things to anybody's scalp. In which any kind of invasive type things is what I'm talking about. So in the way of hair loss, see a dermatologist. That is a medical doctor. Okay, please. I don't care if they're a trichologist, bichologist. See a dermatologist. A trichologist and all these other hair practitioners, which, listen, I don't knock anybody's thing out there, but please understand that a medical doctor is a dermatologist. Trichologist, that is not even regulated by the state. And the industry, the hair industry, is regulated state to state. It's not federal. So please understand all of this. And if you have questions about it, contact me. Okay, but we've got to tell folks what really is going on.
Yes.
And that's what this
well, right
no
here is where we're
about.
Having the conversations, Carrie. This is the place for
Thank
that dialogue.
You, Nicole. Well, it's one of the few places because there's nobody out there who is as informed as we are.
You're
period.
So right. You're so right.
So
and
true.
We have 792 episodes. That's
wow.
the course
on
for
our
that
way
so
to
far.
800.
Yes,
yes.
Right. Marching hard.
Yeah.
Oh,
Friday,
yeah. Well, that's why we're the longest running hair and radio broadcast.
You got it.
We're
in the history
forward.
Of blood testing. This is correct.
Oh, yes.
And with special guests, you know, look at just the show today. Just the show today where we could draw the links to, you know, We Are the World, you know, with our own guests who were on our show. Talk about Miss Michelle Obama and her hair care situation. And I was already talking on with the White House, literally, with her stylist. So
exactly.
We are, there's nobody like Hair Radio. So listen, folks, we love you out there, and we appreciate you listening. But
yes, thank you.
Remember, you need to support before you try to duplicate. Otherwise, what you're trying
how
to do ain't going to work.
You heard it first from Terry Hines.
Absolutely.
So
right.
It's not going to work. And if you know, folks got to learn, and this is where you get that learning.
Yes.
So,
so true.
You know,
because every single person is blessed with their own gifts and talents.
With their own
so stay
skills.
In your
exactly.
lane. Right. You can't
well,
duplicate
no
what somebody else has been blessed with. Exactly.
There's no
shortcuts. And then, and that's true.
Has
there are no
their
shortcuts.
Own work.
We have to learn that we have to do the work ourselves.
Yes.
And
right.
if you're smart, you'll learn to do what is already placed inside of you.
Exactly.
So we'll talk more about that on tomorrow's episode. Sorry to get so fired up in the morning, folks.
Uh-oh.
I think you needed to
feel
hear
the heat,
of this.
Nicole Marie. You
it's
feel
talk.
That heat
it's
from Carrie, Nicole Marie?
I feel it. Carrie's on fire this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, and
but
every
it's so
morning.
True. He's speaking the truth.
Yeah.
Yes,
it was
the it's truth.
The truth, and that's what I say about things here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to tell you the real deal here.
Exactly.
We support everybody. We love our community, but we're going to tell you the real deal. And so I just want to thank all the guests today. I thought it was a fabulous show.
It was fantastic.
I love the show. Yes, and I want to just let everybody know. While the show was going on, I was putting together something for you specifically to read over at the Hair Radio Online Community. So when you go to HAIRadio.com, there is a behind-the-scenes posting that was just put up. So you want to check that out. I'm so happy about it. It's really quite fabulous, you know, this morning. So really, it's just been published right in this moment. So it doesn't get
awesome.
Much better than that. Yeah, so I'm
check it out.
Yeah, so definitely check it out today and all of that. So listen, we'll be back here tomorrow, Friday, for an all-new live edition. You know, we're pushing towards that 800th show, like Nicole Marie said. Michael Hopkins, you've been great. Nicole Marie, you've been great. And all of our fans from everywhere, outstanding job. So I just want to say thank you again and look forward to being with you again tomorrow. We've got some surprises on tomorrow's show, so I won't give it away today. Just thank you so much again for taking the time to spend your day with us. Like they say, there are many ways you can be kind of spending your mornings. So it means a lot to us that you take the time to join us live here on the Hair Radio Morning Show for an exclusive experience, a daily live experience. Here's the outro. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Okay.